Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director. My guest today is Rachel Bay, who covers the State House for us. Now, Rachel, the General Assembly has been passing bills in sort of a production line fashion here over the last couple of days and sending them off to Governor Larry Hogan's desk. And as I look at the list that you sent me, some of them look like sure veto bait. What's going on here?
Yeah, so the General Assembly leadership sent 27 bills to the governor's desk on Wednesday. Of those, one the governor has already signed, which relates to the Washington, D.C. Metro Rail. One bill he has promised to sign, which relates to the fracking ban that the legislature passed. And one bill the governor has promised to veto, which relates to the State Board of Education's implementation of federal education law. The rest of these bills, the other 24 of them, we don't know whether he's going to veto them, sign them, or allow them to become law without his signature. What we do know is that he has 6 days beginning yesterday in which to make that decision. And the idea is that by sending these bills up to the governor's desk before the end of the session, the General Assembly gives itself enough time to override any vetoes that the governor makes before they go home at the end of the session.
And some of these bills that could be vetoed passed with veto-proof majorities, right?
Yes. Some of these did pass with veto-proof majorities. And some of these we know the governor doesn't like. We don't know whether he's going to veto them. But for example, one bill gives the attorney general's office $1 million to hire 5 new attorneys to help him basically sue the federal government. It relates to an expansion of the Attorney General's powers that was passed earlier in the General Assembly session. And this is something that the governor has been very outspoken against. And so it's very possible that he vetoes it. Now, if he does, both the House and the Senate passed it with veto-proof majorities. So that's one of those bills that the General Assembly is likely to override of any veto of.
Okay, and I'm looking at this list here, and I'm wondering about Maryland Transit Administration, farebox recovery rate. Where is he on that?
We don't know. We know the administration doesn't love this bill, so this is something that repeals the requirement that the Maryland Transit Administration recover a certain amount of its operating costs from the fares on buses and trains. And we know this is something the administration has been vocally opposed to. But again, with all of the bills on this list, other than the ones I mentioned, he hasn't said whether he'll veto them or not. There are some bills that have not yet been sent to him that he has said he will veto. For example, paid sick leave, which passed both the House and the Senate, again, with a veto-proof majority. There's one more legislative procedural hurdle that bill has to go through before it can get sent to the governor's desk.
So they have to get it done by tomorrow, right?
Yes. In order to make that 6-day deadline effectively, by the way they count, in order to get it in before signee die, they would have to get that to the governor by the end of the day Saturday, by my calculation.
Okay, Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.